Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, me again. And as the minute waltz fades away, what a joy to welcome you to this edition of Just a Minute. Time now to introduce you to the four marvellous and talented people who are playing Just a Minute this week. They are, in no particular order, Tony Hawkes, Zoe Lyons, Charlotte Ritchie and Ian Smith. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. I'm going to ask them to speak on a subject that I give them without hesitating, repeating or deviating. So let's begin and see how that goes. And Tony, we're going to start with you, my seasoned chum. The subject is WhatsApp groups. WhatsApp groups. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on WhatsApp groups, starting now?
We actually have a Just a Minute WhatsApp group where you can't type things twice. And it's great fun sending messages to each other without deviating, hesitating, or anything like that. But the furiating, or even infuriating, if you want to put that bit at the front, thing about WhatsApp groups is that you can't really leave them without other people being a little bit upset with you. I went on a holiday recently with a group of friends, and these messages after...
Zoe, you challenged.
Yes, I felt we were hesitating slightly there. It was a bit of a... We came to a sort of an abrupt stop, really.
There was a slight peach.
It was ever so slight, but setting my stall out, I went for it.
I'm saying the grudge match begins here.
It starts
now. It was a crisp call. I'm going to give it to you. So you get the subject. 28 seconds remaining, and your time starts now.
The thing about WhatsApp groups is that I seem to be a member of far too many of them. There's one for my street that insists on telling me about everything that is happening on the road that I live on. Whether the pigeons are being a bit argy-bargy around the bins, whether the seagulls are kicking... Oh,
Tony, it's
two weathers. Weather the thing,
yes,
weather the thing. There was going to be a third as well,
long.
Trust me.
I told you it wouldn't be long.
Right, 11 seconds remain. You get the subject back. It's WhatsApp groups, just to remind you, and your time starts now.
How did we manage before we had WhatsApp groups in our lives? We had to write letters to each other. Do you remember those days?
Tony was speaking as the whistle went, which means he gains the point. And Zoe, we are back with you. This subject is yours. And the subject is getting butterflies. You've got 60 seconds starting now.
Every time my agent phones me and says they want you back on Just a Minute, I get butterflies because I'm so excited to be part of this incredible show. Getting butterflies isn't as easy as you would think. You can't just find them in a pet shop or indeed a butterfly farm, which is a strange place where they make cheese and milk out of butterflies, apparently, which is odd, but here you go, each to their own. Getting butterflies is one of the most...
So sorry.
Charlotte.
I mean, I meant it, but...
Are you apologising something pertinent to the game, or was it just a generic...
I did have something I wanted to get off my chest. It's not to do with the game.
This is a safe space.
Deviation, was it deviation? About the cheese and stuff from butterflies?
No, it's a small artisan business that's...
Sorry,
very popular in Cornwall. Okay.
Well, now that Zoe's explained it, I withdraw my challenge. It sounds really reasonable.
All I'm saying to you, as a new player of the game, if you think that butterflies perhaps don't have mammaries and that therefore trying to exude milk from those non-existent teticles is absolute rank improbability, I could probably be ushered into a feeling that there was deviation.
Also, I would say in Zoe's defence, almonds don't have mammaries.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, we've all learned a lot, I would say. Zoe, you get to keep the subject because Charlotte's been too polite to take what was hers. So you get 33 seconds remaining on the clock. Getting butterflies, your time starts now.
One of the most joyous things you can experience as a human being is getting butterflies. When you see a person that you are somewhat in love with, they approach you down the street, your eyes widen, your heart beats faster, like a beautiful butterfly taking off into the tropical skies. You think this will last forever, but of course, very much like a butterfly, it fades rather quickly. Getting butterflies is something that I experience when watching...
I've seen the box set of that. It's amazing. Ian?
I think I'm challenging...
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the noise.
Thank you.
Ian, it was a correct challenge, which means you get the topic with 6 seconds remaining, which is getting butterflies. Your time starts now.
If I were to get a butterfly, I would use a net, or if I wanted to catch more, a massive bedsheet.
Ian was speaking as the whistle went, which means he gets the point. And Charlotte, we are with you. Your subject is pretty cool. It's pinstripe suits. What can you tell us about pinstripe suits in 60 seconds, starting now?
Pretty cool is right, Sue. We're talking about pinstripe suits. Not simple suits with no stripes on them. No, we're talking about, said it again, somebody buzz me. Yeah.
Tony, you have obliged.
Yes, she said somebody buzzed me. And, I was there on hand, a kind of sort of safety challenge.
Thank you.
She was in trouble, and I helped out.
I've got to say it was a correct challenge. So, 46 seconds with you, my lovely. It's pinstripe suits. Tell us everything you know about that, starting now.
I used to have a musical comedy group called Morris Minor and the Majors years ago, and when we first started on the cabaret circuit, I used to wear a pinstripe suit. One that I'd bought in a second-hand shop. There is no other part to this story, entertaining or otherwise. It's over, unlike the minute which I am obliged to fill. The City of London is filled with people wearing these pinstripe suits, and they think they look cool in them, but do they? I don't think so. They do not. I once went up to one who was wearing a pinstripe suit and said, "Hello, I chickened out. You see, I wasn't going to be rude to him." So that's all that happened. Another anecdote that goes nowhere. But still...
Zoe, your challenge.
I think we've had two anecdotes. An anecdote that was going
by
nowhere.
By Jove, I think she's any... right.
You certainly haven't had any quality anecdotes.
No. I think we had an anecdote about the band.
Yes, it was an anecdote that wasn't going anywhere.
And then the second anecdote...
It's a double anecdote, which means it's a double anecdote for repetition. And you get the subject with 1 second remaining. She's known for it. Real little poacher, Zoe Lyons. Well, you get the subject of pinstripe suits, starting now.
Brogue shoes go...
Zoe was speaking as the whistle went, means she gets the point, and Ian, you get the next topic, which is My Teenage Band. I can't wait to hear about this. You've got 60 seconds on My Teenage Band. Your time starts now.
When I was 16, I was in a band, and we brainstormed a name, which was The Colour of Tomorrow. I didn't think that was good, but that's what we came up with. None of the members of the band could play their instruments, besides the drummer, who also wrote the songs, and he could not do that either. The first one that he composed was about a breakup. He had never been in a relationship. So it didn't really hit to the core an emotion that some bands can. When I first performed in this band, it was to a selection of friends in the drummer's shed.
Zoe.
Oh, no, sorry. I think we've had drummer and drummers.
Drummer and drummers.
I beg your pardon, Ian.
No, that's absolutely fine.
The drummer composed and then the drummers. That's an incorrect challenge, Zoe. You get the subject back with 21 seconds remaining. Ian, your time starts now.
I genuinely remember the first lyric from the song that we performed, and it was, "I was with you, but times change. Now I've let my pain begin." And again... This was by a man who had never experienced any negative love.
Charlotte.
Repetition of never, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. There were lots of repetitions and never was one of them.
Ooh.
So well spotted.
Oh, lots
you
of.
You get the subject with 3 seconds remaining on My Teenage Band, and your time starts now.
My teenage band was called Lava.
Charlotte was speaking as the whistle went, which means she gains that all-important point. And that's the end of the round. Let's see the scores. We have got Ian in third place. We've got Tony and Charlotte tied in second place. And slightly ahead, we have Zoe currently in the lead.
Sue, when you said Ian in third place, I thought, oh, that's a weird way to not include whoever's in fourth place. And then when I heard in both in second, it really broke my heart. I'm sorry.
I don't know there's any way to sweeten that pill,
you've got
really.
Third and fourth place, Ian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
No, I feel better about that.
You've placed twice.
Yeah.
It's nice. You're doing really well.
Yeah.
We're going to start round two. And Charlotte, this one's for you. Mm. And it is a desire for revenge. Let's hear everything you've got to say on that stormy subject. Your time starts now.
Tony was extremely kind to me minutes ago, seconds ago.
They're not so kind now.
No, that's what I'm getting to.
Actually, it's Ian who buzzed.
Yes, the minutes ago, second.
The ago vortex.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were trapped in. Correct challenge. 54 seconds you've got to talk about a desire for revenge. Let's hear it. Your time starts now.
Christopher Fawn has got it coming to him. If you are listening to this radio show, I am going to get you. When I was a child and I collected Pokemon cards, I had a Charizard, which is the most valuable of them, and they are currently going on eBay for a lot of money. He swapped it for my ancient Mew card, which was...
Zoe.
I'm so sorry, and I was really enjoying that, but there were two cards.
There were.
Oh, yes.
Double cards. There were two cards.
There were two cards, and Chris Fawn took the most valuable of them.
Does he listen to Radio 4, this Chris bloke?
Well, if he does, have a look in the mirror and see if you're happy with your life.
Well, that's not revenge, is it? I thought you were going to threaten something much worse than that.
Oh, yes. Have a look in your mirror and you'll notice someone's behind you. It's me. I've got my ancient Mew card and I'm going to give you a paper cut. I've changed his name because it was Christopher Thompson. So
better.
Cleverly done. Yeah.
Well, we've exercised that desire for revenge, at least. It's out there now. It was a correct challenge by Zoe. You get the topic with 31 seconds remaining, and your time starts now.
I'll be honest with you, Sue. I'm sitting here rather nervously now because I know that everybody around me has a desire for revenge. I've taken down Tony so far in this game with his double accolades. I have also demolished Ian with his...
Tony.
Double anecdotes. Not double accolades.
Oh.
I never said accolade.
So you're going for deviation?
Yes.
You see, I knew it.
It's a desire for revenge.
This is indeed a deadly revenge. Yes. I like it. I'm going to give you a point for it. But I'm going to also give Zoe back the subject.
Really?
Yes, because... Thank you, lone woman screaming. 17 seconds, Zoe, your time starts now.
I feel as if the audience is almost at a desire for revenge. I seem to glitch a lot, don't I? I think I need to download a new version of myself.
Charlotte, we were just hearing from Zoe how she'd taken you down. What's your challenge?
Hesitation.
Yeah. What a deadly revenge.
Yes.
That's a correct challenge. With 13 seconds remaining, Charlotte's correct challenge, your time on a desire for revenge starts now.
I grew up with the mantra from my mother, I sometimes forgive, but I never forget, which feels quite harsh, actually, and also is the opposite of forgiving, because...
Well done. Speaking as the whistle went means you get the point, and Ian, you get the next subject, which is short back and sides. What can you tell us about short back and sides in 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating, or deviating, starting now?
If you have a short back, you probably have short sides. If we were discussing the human body. But I doubt we are, as this is a popular haircut, one of the few that actively describes to the barber what to do. For example, a Mohican has no instructions, otherwise it would be called a short back and long middle bit. And I think that all haircuts should be described as they are.
Charlotte?
Oh, haircut.
Haircuts and haircut. So
okay, carry on.
Right, Tony, you buzzed.
Repetition of described.
was a repetition of described. But you can't now all pile in. There's one challenge. It was an incorrect challenge. Ian, you get the subject back. It's short back and sides, and your time starts now.
I do not have short back and sides. I have a haircut that is an amalgamation of what my barber gave me and what...
Tony.
Repetition of haircut.
And barber, yes.
Oh, correct. I love saying haircut.
If you get the subject back, you cannot repeat any of the stuff you said on the first
go-round. Yeah, well, I just don't really get this show. I thought I was doing the news quiz still.
So well done, Tony. Correct challenge from you. You get the subject with just 19 seconds on the clock on short back and side starting now.
I very much enjoyed Ian's observation about how if you have a short back, invariably you will have short sides. But I have a long...
Ian.
Could I argue that that is repetition of my fact about the human body? I
mean, he's certainly nicking your material. Yeah. Do you know what, Ian? I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. We've not had one of those today. So let's give Ian the benefit of the doubt. Keeps the subject. 11 seconds on short back and sides. Your time starts now. Tony.
He's going to say haircut.
Yes, he is. And so you get the subject. 9 seconds remaining on short back and side starting now.
It's a pity this is radio and you cannot see Ian's fine Mohican haircut. It sits on a head and shoulders that are way above.
Well, that's the end of another round. Right, we've got Ian trailing in fourth position. We have Zoe in third. We have Charlotte in second place. And striding out in front, we have Mr. Tony Hawkes. All to play for, though. Tony, we're going to start with you in this round. And the subject is the most enduring thing in my fridge. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitating, repeating or deviating on the most enduring thing in my fridge, starting now?
I wonder if I've been given this subject because in 1997 I did go round Ireland with a fridge to win a £100 bet and wrote a book about it, which has sold 12 or 13 copies. Now, what you need to know is the most enduring thing in this fridge at that time was a pair of shoes. I used to keep them in there as an overspill from my rucksack. Nobody here tonight was expecting that to be the thing that people went for, but that's...
Ian.
I've just realised you're allowed to say thing because it's in the title of the round, so I just wanted to say great work so far. Yeah. Just so, yeah, great stuff.
It's lovely to have that encouragement. That'll see me through the next 25 seconds. Thank
Listen,
you.
Listen, I enjoyed that affirmation, so thank you for that. You get the point, but you do not get the subject. That goes back to Tony with 28 seconds remaining on the most enduring thing in my fridge. Your time starts now.
Cheese endures well in a fridge. If you leave it there long enough, it becomes Stilton, which is magnificent because the mould grows on the outside and then you can have people around to dinner and say, look, this incredibly expensive cheese is all yours.
Zoe.
Two cheeses.
Cheese! There was double cheese. So, you've got 12 seconds. That was a correct challenge. There was indeed a repetition. 12 seconds on the subject of the most enduring thing in my fridge, and your time starts now.
There is a jar of capers in my fridge that I believe I bought in 1979. They are lasting forever. I buy capers for getting...
So, Ian, you buzzed.
Yeah, double capers.
Double capers and double cheese, they go well together.
And my only way of getting points, I think, is to try and buzz when there's, like, 2 seconds left.
There's 1 second left. Very nice.
I've got this. I think I've got this.
So, just to remind you, the most enduring thing in my fridge, you've got 1 second starting now.
The most enduring thing...
Zoe, we are with you next, my lovely. And the subject on the card is gum shields. Gum shields. So your time starts now.
If there's one thing I've learnt in life, if it involves a gum shield, I don't want to do it. I've only ever once had to wear a gum shield when filming an episode of SAS Who Dares Wins.
Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Don't say it like that.
No, Tony.
Don't
do it, Tone.
Tone, leave it.
Wait a minute. The audience might want to applaud. Repetition of S.
Oh! You did it, Tone.
Tone. Oh, Tone, you let yourself down. But you are correct. It is an awful thing. One of the most common mistakes made. And so, yes, SAS is a repetition of S. Right, 46 seconds on the clock. Your time, Tony, starts now.
When I was a little boy, I had a lot of chewing gum. And I decided I would try to make a shield out of one. And I sat down at my table and my mother said to me, "You're an idiot." Another anecdote which will go down in the Tony Hawk's book of those things, which is available for
$7.99. I mean...
What's the challenge?
It was repetition of which?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a small word, and normally...
Do we not normally allow...
We don't, but...
Should have done
my
homework.
You're a very new player to the game, okay. And I feel... You've been listening very intently. You should be rewarded for that. And so I'm going to give you that as a correct challenge.
I don't mind. I got the plug in for the anecdote book. That's the main
thing. That is going to sell like hotcakes. Gum shields. Yeah. 22 seconds remaining on the clock and your time starts now.
There was always a risky moment when you were preparing your gum shield, which was obligatory.
That silence was so onerous.
What's terrible is the word "which" was the only one in front of me, and I thought, it can't be that. I've just challenged on it.
You can say it, even though you've challenged him on it.
I know, but I'd said it before. I'm too self-correcting. It's a problem I'm going to look at after this show.
We do provide aftercare.
Thank you.
The bad news is it's Tony. Zoe, you challenged.
There was a bit of a hesitation.
There was, my lovely. It's a correct challenge. Yeah. So you get 13 seconds on gum shields starting now.
I've never really understood why they call them gum shields, because you're not really protecting your gums. It's your toothy pegs that you are... Zoe!
Tony!
Hesitation.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
It was indeed, with 5 seconds remaining on the clock. You get gum shield starting now.
Because I have a long back and sides that are also the same size, I play rugby, and you have to put a gum shield in.
Well done, Tony. You were speaking as the whistle went, means you gained the point, and we're now sadly entering our final round. Thank you. I did elicit that, and you gave me exactly what I needed. Right, OK. This is with you, Ian. Ugh. Here's your subject. I can sense you're really gagging for it. The subject is bottling it. What can you tell us about bottling it in 60 seconds starting now?
Bottling it is something I have done on this episode multiple times. You could say I'm not the best at just a minute, but I am trying. Something else that you can bottle other than it...
Zoe.
Oh, sorry. It was a bit of a hesitation there. There was a, yeah.
There was some hesitation there.
It was charming, though, otherwise. It was...
It's starting to feel like picking on a vulnerable man now.
It's sadly that the rules are pretty rough and tough, and that was a correct challenge, though. You do get the subject. 46 seconds on bottling it, starting now.
Pickled onions are a great thing to put in a bottle. In fact, there are many things that you can...
Tony.
I think I went mad there. I thought she said things twice, but I don't think she did. Did she?
I thought she did as well, but then I thought, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
It sounds like there was a repetition, but I don't know that there was. And if there was, of course, you can always get hold of me on the internet, any one of my social media accounts, at Mel Gedroych. That's GMAGEDROYC. And I love to hear from you. The angrier you are, the better. Day or night, the middle of the night, and do write it in caps. All right. Right. I'm going to say you get to keep that. So, incorrect challenge from Tony. You get the subject back with 41 seconds remaining on bottling it, starting now.
There have been many times in my career when I felt like bottling it. When I did that aforementioned reality TV show, SSA, there were times when I had to be... approach heights. I'm so pleased with myself.
Charlotte, you buzzed.
It is nice to say congrats on that, because that was really cool, the double SA. But it was a hesitation.
Correct challenge.
Thank
you've
you.
You've absolutely smashed it. You've got the subject. What more can we ask for other than you just bring it home? Bottling it in 30 seconds. Your time starts now.
Bottling it is something I am not going to do in the next 30 seconds. Watch me as I continue to speak without repeating or hesitating or... Got to try Icarus.
That was quite the ride.
Ian, too close to the sun.
Yeah, I guess there was a bit of hesitation and also a repetition of awe.
It's the number of times in close succession. It's all this, all this, all that, but I have to give it, of course. Mm-hmm, it's a correct challenge. Yeah. You've got 19 seconds to speak on bottling it. Your time starts now.
Bottling it could refer to putting a miniature ship into a bottle. Now, when this happens, obviously there are no crew on board. Otherwise, they would have also been made very tiny and they would be confused, unsure as to what is going on. Why are they in this?
Ian spoke as the whistle went, which means he gains the point and did not bottle it. Well, that means we've come to the end of the show. But with the end of the show comes a great levelling, which is the scores. Ian, you're in fourth place. Oh. Yeah, but you did brilliantly. And you are just behind Charlotte, who's in third. Zoe is in second and striding out ahead. Please give a round of applause for tonight's winner, Mr. Tony Hawkes. And there, my lovelies, we have to leave you. But first of all, thanks to our incredible players of tonight's game, Tony Hawkes, Zoe Lyons, Charlotte Ritchie and Ian Smith. Of course, we are indebted to Ian Messiter and the wonderful Nicholas Parsons. We also thank Sarah Nichols for blowing her whistle so delicately in my left lughole. The producer was Rajiv Karia, and it was a BBC Studios audio production for Radio 4. And this is me, Sue Perkins, saying thank you so much for listening wherever you are. And please do join us next time we all play Just a Minute. Thank you.